USA Radio News.
Cesar Sayoc, the man suspected of sending at least 14 pipe bombs to prominent Democrats around the country, appeared in federal court today. Sayoc will continue to be held without bail, and a detention and removal hearing is set for Friday. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York will be prosecuting the case. Robert Powers, the suspect in a deadly shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh, appeared before a federal magistrate today in a wheelchair. He faces 29 charges, including using a firearm to commit murder, and an initial hearing was set for Thursday. As far as what we can expect at that hearing on Thursday, U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Pennsylvania, Scott Brady.
At that time, we will have the opportunity to present evidence demonstrating that Robert Powers murdered 11 people who are exercising their religious beliefs, and that he shot or injured six others, including four of whom were police officers responding to the shooting.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was asked at the White House press briefing if the president needs to tone down his language that he uses in his tweets and at some of his rallies.
Very first thing that the president did was condemn the attacks both in Pittsburgh and in the pipe bombs. The very first thing the media did was blame the president and make him responsible for these ridiculous acts. That is outrageous that that would be the very first reaction of so many people across this country. I'm not finished. The only person responsible for carrying out either of these heinous acts were the individuals who carried them out. It's not the president, no more than it was Bernie Sanders' fault for the individual who shot up a baseball field of congressional Republicans. You can't start putting the responsibility of individuals on anybody but the individual who carries out the crime.
The Pentagon is sending over 5,000 troops to the southwest border to stop a surge in illegal immigration, and the Dow was down 245 points today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Reverend Al Sharpton said President Trump's Young Black Leadership Summit was shameful, and he accused the president of using young African-American conservatives as props. On Fox News, Brandon Tatum, director of urban engagement for Turning Point USA, responded to Sharpton's comments.
This was an awesome event for these young folks. 400 black leaders from all over the country able to be in the White House and hear from the president. And I'm going to say this, and I want Al Sharpton to be watching this network and listen to me clearly. As a strong black man raised by a black father, I'm telling Al Sharpton to his face that he should be ashamed of himself. And I want to set the record straight. The White House was one element of a four-day summit where these young people were inspiring and they were doing the exact thing that they wanted to do. I had a mom crying on the phone to me because her daughter couldn't make it. And I couldn't be more proud of Turning Point USA and our staff for making that happen for that mother, making that happen for that child. And this was a great thing. And anybody who will counter that and have a problem with that, that person is not a respectful person to the African-American people, the African-American youth, and they should all be ashamed of themselves. And I want every young person to know that I got your back. I'm going to fight for you. Turning Point is going to fight for you. And we're going to make sure that we continue to make America great. And we are free thinkers, and we're going to do everything we can to live the American dream, because this country belongs to us just like everybody else.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.